An 18-year-old who hit and killed a cyclist and seriously injured another while he was driving under the influence has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Jeffrey Acosta will be eligible for parole after 9 years. He was sentenced to 20 years with parole eligibility and 7 years for DUI resulting in death, and a consecutive 5 years with parole eligibility after 2 years for DUI resulting in substantial bodily harm. In October of last year, troopers with Nevada Highway Patrol responded to a car versus bicycle crash on US 395A near Rawhide Drive. When they arrived at the scene, they found multiple bikes on the shoulder and the body of 62-year-old Susan Goodnow covered by a blanket. Troopers learned that Susan and her family had been cycling in the bike lane headed southbound when Acosta crossed the center line coming from the opposite direction and hit her and her husband. Susan unfortunately succumbed to her injuries, and her husband sustained significant injuries. While speaking with troopers, Acosta appeared to be under the influence and admitted to having smoked marijuana recently. At sentencing, Chief Deputy District Attorney Amos Stege urged the court to consider the reckless, violent nature of the crime and the effect on the victims who witnessed the killing, as well as the danger to recreational cyclists throughout the area. The victim's family recounted her lifelong love of cycling, her gifts as a musician and music teacher, and how she was a loving wife, mother, and grandmother. The Honorable Barry Breslow presided and imposed the sentence.